Find some story and a half. You get out on the Perkins Road area in Old Southdown, you found some story, well, we call them a story and a half. It's a house with maybe one room upstairs.
Southdowns?
Yes. But that was built during a particular, right at the earlier, just before the war and right after the war.
Yeah.
But as far as any friends or anything that had two-story houses, I can't remember any of them.
Were there different areas? I know there were different areas of town, weren't there? Like,
oh, definitely. Now, I don't remember the old Spanish Town and Catfish Town.
Catfish Town.
Now, Mother and Dad, when they first moved to Baton Rouge, they lived in Catfish Town, which is an area.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know. Well, it was on the river. It was right off the river.
Okay.
And I guess that's why it was. I don't know.
When the river flooded, swamped and catfish.
I don't know. But when I came up, you had three high schools. Really, two and Catholic High. But you had two public high schools in Baton Rouge. That was Baton Rouge High and Estruma.
Yeah.
So you either were from Estruma part of town or you were from Baton Rouge. And I always was of the impression that everybody lived on the north side of North Street was a Yankee. And
wasn't there something about north of Choctaw?
North of Choctaw is Estruma.
Estruma?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, you got all your Indian streets over there, Hiawatha, Tecumseh, and all that over in that area around Estruma High School.
Mm-hmm.
There were some other recognized Standard Heights, and which was the area north of Choctaw between that and the, of course, it was Esso, then Humble, and now Exxon Refinery. Now, that was as far back as I can remember. I can remember the railroad. Would start in Gonzales, I believe, and pick up workers at different stops. The South Boulevard was a stop, and I can remember some of our old friends, Dad's friends, the people that lived around us, because we were only five or six blocks from the railroad, would ride the work train to work on shift work. It would take workers there, then bring the other workers back home. It made three trips a day like that.
Hmm.
And it was old, just old open cars with chairs in them. Then there was the area around Park Boulevard.
What about the area where all the big buildings were located? That was the...
You had one building, one big building. And that was that's the old LNB building. It was 10 floors. Other than the Capitol, there wasn't anything over five or six stories.
What would you call the area where all the businesses were?
That was downtown.
Okay. And then... the place where all the refineries were, they have a name for that, or?
That was all, I've always known it as North Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Or Estruma. I know they had a couple of different names for it. I can't remember what they were now. But it was mostly Estruma. Anybody that said, anybody that lived north was from Estruma. The city limits. In fact, in those days, Baton Rouge High was out of the city limits.
Yes, sir.
It was that little canal right alongside of, I don't know what they call it, right by Baton Rouge High.
What about some of the buildings that you had on the farm after your grandfather's?
Of course, that was the main house and the outhouse. And then he always had a couple of sheds, one where he used to dry potatoes and another one where he used to stash the corn, which was to feed the animals.
What would you call it? Yeah, where would you put the corn in?